Wings of Love bird shows are educational and fun for the entire family. Wings of Love bird show birds answer questions, spell words, ride bicycles, play basketball, roller skate, and more. Plus, you'll experience Swoop, the Eurasian eagle owl, swooping over the audience. Visit wingsofloveinc.org. That's wingsofloveinc.org for more information about these exciting shows. Find out how you can have Wings of Love at your event and the show schedules. Welcome to Bird Talk Live Online. Please enjoy our live Bird Talk radio show now in progress. Great. Excuse us, listening audience. We're using Ian as our prototype test. go ahead, Ian. This is Ian Martin from the Florida Keys Wild Bird Center. He's going to tell us all about what they do there and how they do it, why they love it, and everything. Go for it, Ian.
Yeah, so I already talked a little bit about how our team works to rescue and rehabilitate injured birds. And last year, like I said, we took in a little over 1,100 injured birds, and we were able to put back almost 500 of them. So if you take out the birds that arrived to us that on arrival and we just had 0% chance of saving, our release rate was about 52 to 53%. It's pretty impressive. We're very happy with that number. And we also increased the total number of people, especially students and kids in school, that we reach with our educational program and our outreach. And we do that so that we're trying to reduce the number of birds and just wildlife in general that are harmed due to human activity.
Wow. You're sounding great. You're coming through. And I was just thinking while you're giving out all those numbers and everything, where do these birds come from? And what kind of a staff or size of a crew do you have there to handle all these animals?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we deal exclusively with native and migratory birds. So we have some birds that come all the way from Newfoundland, Canada, and they fly all the way down to South America. We have a lot of local birds like herons and egrets and pelicans that will hang out, and they'll end up coming to our hospital. And all those birds are taken care of by a hospital staff of about three people and a couple of interns. So in total, with paid staff, we have six or seven people, I believe. We just expanded and hired a new development coordinator. So I think we're up to seven right now.
Wow, I'm looking at your website now. It's keepthemflying.org. So
correct.
Is this mostly, you're mostly just taking in a lot of injured birds and rehabbing them and then trying to get them back into their process of getting back into the wildlife, releasing them?
Yeah, absolutely. We try to release as many birds as we can. The whole point is to just conserve wildlife, essentially, for our organization. And birds that survive the rehab process, but they can't be put back out into the wild, end up living at our wild bird sanctuary, or they end up getting shipped out to other facilities that have licenses so that they can possess those animals and use them for educational purposes.
Awesome. I'm looking at your website. It's really fascinating. Listening audience, this is Ian Martin with Florida Keys Wild Bird Center. The website is keepthemflying.org. I'm just wondering, when I'm looking at your website and kind of trying to get an idea of the big picture, it's amazing the amount of birds you're handling there and how you're doing that with, I guess, just a few people.
Yeah, the team is very small, and we actually have the largest team out of the three bird centers in the Keys, too. There's also a bird center in Marathon, and there is a general wildlife rehabilitation center in Key West, but we have the largest sort of, not really territory, but just like area that we cover, because we have the largest team.
Wow. Well,
how do people usually get into three people a day? So can be pretty tiring, and a lot of work, especially during nesting season, we're just coming out of nesting season right now. And at any given time during nesting season, we can have up to about 150 patients in our hospital, and a large portion of that are baby birds that have been abandoned by their parents, or their nests were destroyed due to habitat destruction, or they've been kidnapped by domestic or feral house cats. There's just a wide variety of ways that they make it to us.
It sounds like there's a huge impact on these birds' lives for different reasons, and you're there to help them with the results of that impact. That's amazing. That's a lot of birds.
Yeah, it is, and almost all of their case can be related back to habitat loss and habitat fragmentation, and those two things are like the biggest threats to wildlife, not just in South Florida but globally today. Whether you want to talk about deforestation or even just building huge skyscrapers that impact birds on their migratory routes, or the use of chemical pest deterrents like rodenticide, there's a lot of threats facing wildlife today. It's not just birds, but birds are very heavily impacted.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's just, all I can say is, wow, there's so many birds and a few people handling all these animals, and these birds are in a tough situation, traumatized from injury and other things. What is it like there in a day at the Wild Bird Center? What's it like from the time you go to work to the time you finish up? Is this something that goes on 24/7? What's it like working there?
Okay, yeah, that's a really good question. So we actually have a bird emergency hotline that people can call 24/7 any time of day or night. We do get some night calls sometimes, and if people can ever bring birds to us, then that makes our job a lot easier. But we do a lot of rescue calls out to the field as well. But in terms of what happens during a regular day, I actually usually get to the office last. I get to the office at 9. I'm the laziest person in the office. But the wildlife rehabbers, they get there very, very early, usually between 6:45 and 7 a.m. And I don't know their daily routine exactly, but there's a lot of cleaning. They have to change beddings for all the patients multiple times every day. They have our laundry machines going constantly. They usually do between 20 to 30 loads of laundry a day. Everything to be fed. The baby birds that are being raised in our nursery have to be fed like every 15 to 20 minutes or so. So there's quite a bit to do for the hospital staff. I don't really have a set routine. I do a lot of programming in schools. So if I have a program on a particular day, then when I get in, I make sure that everything's ready for our program. Mm-hmm. I also have to check all of our social media and website stuff, and that's what I do as well. And usually I'm out of the office by about 5 p.m. every day. If you would like to come and visit the Bird Center and visit the sanctuary, I always recommend coming in around 2 o'clock, because that's when we do the afternoon feed out, and you can see us delivering food to all of our birds of prey and our pelicans and seabirds and shorebirds.
Awesome. Okay, so you got bird emergencies. I'm looking at your site. That's 305-852-4486. So this would be a hotline for your found baby birds, hooked a bird while fishing. Are there other things that happen to these birds that people might call in about?
Yeah, we get a variety of calls for like so many different things. The most common injuries that birds have down here are being hit by cars or running into buildings.
I'm your host, Mike Kiger. Please enjoy part 2 with Ian Martin of Florida Keys Wild Bird Center, on our streaming broadcast and podcast networks.